This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And a Rangers legend sitting down in our broadcast position here in the Comerica backyard, a member of the World Series teams in 2010 and 2011, and playoff teams in 2015 and 2016, a 4-1 postseason record. So many accolades. We'll talk about his storied career and get his perspective on this Rangers championship and so much more. The great Colby Lewis here with you on The Fan, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. Got my family here. We're kind of in and out, you know, today, but yeah, it's going to be, I don't know, just opening day, kind of like spring training is kind of the same thing, you know. It's kind of like that big buildup, you know, and then, you know, it's kind of like Christmas morning almost, you know.
Yes.
Like, right. And then everything kind of has to like play out, and hopefully the toy lasts for a year.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
It's just a different day, though, with the fans. It's almost like a parade happening outside, or a big
Correct.
Party happening outside. It's more like a college football game once you get indoors. Did you ever notice that as a player?
No, actually. So, like, just walking around, and it's kind of humbling to me, like, kind of walking through and everything else and still getting be able to get recognized. And, you know, like, the old saying is that, like, if you don't get recognized, then you're kind of forgotten, and, you know, yeah. It is what it is. But, I mean, it does feel good to, you know, walk through and kind of see how much support this area really, like, how everybody comes together. Like,
yeah.
Like, for me, it was, like, one of those things with the 2010, and especially the 11 deal. It's like, we really, really wanted it to happen, and I'm glad it happened this last year. The fans needed it, you know, the organization needed it, the owners needed it. And it was just, I don't know, it's just one of those things that you kind of wish it happened.
Yeah.
But it didn't. But, you know, I guess we're the stepping stone to kind of like letting that happen. But, yeah, it was awesome.
Man, it was a tiny little ledge, too, at the end of that game.
I know.
Twice.
I mean, yeah, it was, yeah, let's not talk about that too much. So.
It's a day to celebrate here with Colby Lewis.
For sure.
And you still look great. No wonder they recognize you. You still look like the same guy. And you're stronger in hell still.
Yeah, I know. I got into a little rhythm there, like, right when I retired. My wife kind of looked at me and was like, hey, okay, all right, we need to start doing something.
Yeah,
like you're hanging out and you're just on the couch, and you know, and so then that's when JD kind of like we came back. I didn't do anything in 17, and then JD asked me if I wanted to kind of do the same job as kind of like Darren Oliver and Mike Young. We're kind of like that special assistant kind of program, and so we just kind of cruise around, and he gave me that opportunity and be internally with the organization with the younger guys and kind of help mentor and build up those young guys and be in spring training, travel around each month. With internally with our system and I don't know, like my wife said, don't mess it up.
There you go.
You know, so well, it's really cool to kind of like just be a part,
sure.
And still be, you know, with those guys.
Well, it's great to have you, and I'm, you know, everybody's excited about this you know, group of young pitchers that we have, and the thing that you guys have built, trying to improve or perfect this pipeline of pitchers. Are we going to get there soon?
No, I think so, for sure. I mean, especially on the relieving side. I think we got a lot of young arms that are going to be able to step up. You know, when guys kind of like, especially like that July, June, July kind of lull, like where you can kind of move some guys around and eat up some innings and get ready for, you know, that little push and that run. We definitely have the guys ready and locked in. So,
as a roving instructor, have you found anybody that's as tough as you and is as a badass as you?
No chance.
I mean, I just remember watching you pitch and sweat everywhere and just battling, grinding every pitch.
Testosterone just oozing out of
you. Is it hard for somebody like yourself that pitched that way to work with young guys and say, you could be this way or you could be this way, but your toughness was just so prevalent every
the intensity,
time you went
really.
Through. Yeah.
Well, I think there's been certain situations with some younger guys that you have to sit down and talk to them and be like, hey, this is your job.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else you're going to do. Like, you can't, like, you kind of like have to tell them, like, you want to give the money back or you go home. Like, and so it's, you know, I mean, I feel like our society, yes, you know, I don't want to speak out of terms here, but yes, I mean, like, there needs to be a little bit more pats on the butt, like whoopings as younger as we grow up, you know, and like
a little more coddling.
And then there's a little less coddling, you know, so. But internally, I think our scouting department does an outstanding job of getting the guys that don't need that as much and the guys that want to go to work and get it done, like, sooner than later, you know? So,
yeah.
Our younger guys, like, I haven't seen too many guys that are going to be like, all right, hey, take them to the side and really kind of pat them on the butt and all kind of stuff. Our group of coaches that we have in the minor leagues really, really get on guys. Danny Clark is one of them. He's kind of a rover guy and just really, really kind of like locks in on those, like, young guys. And so it's like, I'm not worried about it one bit. So
nice.
It's like we've got guys willing and ready to go out there and surrender and sacrifice and get bloody. So
it's Colby Lewis here with you on The Fan. We were in spring training for a week doing shows from the press box, and we saw Mark Church just arrive and start dealing.
Yes. Right.
Now he's starting in the minors.
Right.
What's his outlook? Because he was dominant there for a couple weeks.
I think it's going to be short lived down there.
Okay.
So it's one of those situations where truthfully, I don't know what the process is and, you know, what the outlook and, like, you know, why the move was the way it was. But I know it's going to be short-lived, in my opinion. And I know that's probably the same opinion Darren Oliver probably has.
Okay.
We were both kind of, you know, shocked with the move. But, like, he's a big leaguer, and it's going to happen.
Cool.
So, like, just watching him pitch, like, how he moves and how he walks to the mound and how he struts and, like, it's there. And it's just a matter of time. If when he gets his shot and he gets his opportunity, like everybody's going to be, like, it's going to be fun to watch.
I was a former NFL scout, and I could appreciate somebody like you coming in and tell me, because I don't think you mince words. I don't think you're one of those guys that I think you would come in and shoot me straight about these players. And I think that's what that organization, I think it's what CY and these guys appreciate.
100%.
Somebody like yourself that could come in and say, hey, listen, it's this.
No BS. You know?
Well, and that's kind of like how I went through the minor leagues. If I went to big league camp, I remember talking, like, my pitching coach was like, hey, like, halfway through, and I knew I wasn't going to get sent down yet, but I knew I was going to be on the bubble. I'm like, where do you see me at? And he goes, I see you starting in AAA. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't need to go to the office. Like, just give it to me now. Like, and I want to go focus, and I want to go do my thing. Like I know, like, the process, and I think we have a lot of those guys that are okay with that. And I think, like, Churchy's going to be fine. And, like, it's just part of the process.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The game plan, you know, because there's so much potential there that it's going to be exciting to watch when he does get here.
Colby, I bet a lot of people want to ask you about Jack Leiter as well.
Yeah.
Sure.
What are we thinking?
I mean, I think it's his time and his opportunity right now is to take advantage of it because we're kind of like, I mean, I don't know, for me, and I think, I don't know, a lot of you guys kind of looking the outside in. It's kind of like that time, like, hey, when is it all going to get put together?
Sure.
And I think it's up to him, and I think he knows that, and it's one of those processes that it's like, let's go and let's move forward. And you're like, you're a big leaguer,
yeah.
Like, let's go. You know, it's show us.
When is let's go time for DeGrom as far as his continued recovery? When's going to be the bullpen or the game of catch or whatever it is that you guys are looking for as an indicator?
Yeah, I think that's kind of like with him being, you know, a veteran and all that kind of stuff, it's going to be a slow process. It's going to dictate on, you know, how we're doing throughout the season. I mean, if we're out there dominating and everything else, it's going to be more of a slower process. We don't have to get him in there as quick. It's also a situation on how he feels each time he goes out, you know. So that's a medical, more of a medical staff type push for us, you know, kind of the same thing with Scherzer. So, yeah, it's kind of like when those guys are ready. And, I mean, there's not really any one timeline, you know, that can say, all right, he's going to be a June guy or he's going to be a July guy or you know, maybe he's ready for the postseason. Like, it could be like, you know, where he goes out and plays catch and everything goes good and everything just transfers and it happens super quick. So, yeah, I can't tell you, you know, if it's going to be 6 weeks or 8 weeks or sure. 10 weeks or, you know, but it's basically, I've gone through it. You guys saw it, you know, like yeah. All the injuries and all that kind of stuff. It's just a matter of time of like when, like everything feels 100. And a lot of times nothing ever felt 100% for me, but you find a way to get it done. And so it's whether those guys want to push through and come back early or wait.
Is there a balance to that, though? Because I know you know, obviously you're trying to get back as quickly as possible. And we saw that with Scherzer in the postseason. He seems like a wild animal. He's always ahead of schedule, but you almost have to protect himself from himself in a way. You don't want to rush it.
Correct. And kind of like the same thing, the situation where I was, I felt like I, not to be cocky in a sense, but like I felt like the team was better when I was standing on the mound.
Right.
So, and Scherzer and DeGrom and those guys feel the same way. It's if they push themselves and they get there back earlier, like an 80% DeGrom, is he better than a guy getting called up? Probably, right? So it's like because he knows and the atmosphere and everything else, like an old story, like Johnny Oates with talking with Rusty Greer. He's like, he wanted a day off, right? And Rusty goes in the office and he's like, hey, I need a day off. And he's like, well, how do you feel? He's like, well, I'm like, I don't know, maybe 80%. He's like, well, I'll take an 80% Rusty over who, the backup,
yeah,
you know, left fielder at the time, you know? So it's like that's the situation where these guys got to think, like, how much do I want to push it? And or is it going to, if I get in too early, is it going to backset me for September, you know? So it's all their kind of decision and kind of the front office and the medical staff kind of coming together and figuring it out. So
Colby Lewis with us here on The Fan. How's a guy like Nathan Eovaldi feeling right now? These guys that pitched so deep into the season last year and then, boom, short off season. What's the approach like and how do you feel at this point if you're
ready to go?
Like
I did it. Like I went through it. And like it, there's no like you don't feel tired. You don't feel down like it's opening day. You know, like I opened up opening day in 12 and like there's not like – like, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it right now. So, like, there's
no... biggest damn forums I've ever seen in my life.
Nah, like, but, like, that's the feeling that he's feeling right now. It's like, there's no, like, hey, I'm tired, I need this or I need that. Like, will there be a situation we jump out early and we limit him? Like, and he only throws 90 pitches in over six innings and we get him out of there and we're winning 6-0? Yeah, like, because it's April, you know? I mean, like, it's opening day. Like, we need him in September, you know? So... there's going to be a lot of situations like that, especially for our workhorses that you're going to, especially early in the season, that you want to try to keep guys healthy and monitor innings and that sort. But, yeah, I mean, if he's out there at 80 pitches through eight, like, I'm going to try to finish it off in the ninth.
Let's
go. I mean, that's my mentality, you know. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But, you know, with this lineup, you know, we can be nasty and we can put up some runs on the board, and it's gonna be cool.
Especially
with Langford. I mean, like, hitting five hole already, I was like, this is awesome. So,
have,
like,
you guys lifted together yet? You guys need to be
Langford is like, I feel like he's like kind of like a mini like Goldschmidt.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of watch him. Yeah. He's like kind of the longer arms, huge forearms. You know, like, just short bat, quick. You know, like he's gonna be. I feel like, I don't know, when I first saw him hit, like, that's what he kind of reminded me of. Is like a young Goldschmidt, so, which is, I mean, it's...
We'll take it.
Yeah, right? I mean, like, future Hall of Famer, like, right. You'd be compared to, so, but yeah, like, that would be super cool if that transitioned into that, but, yeah, he's got a super good awareness of the strike zone and everything else, and, I mean, that's why he made the ball club.
Here's a terrible question for you, but I've heard Michael and Ian talk about this as well.
Right.
Being a part of the organization in a different way, and having the World Series championship, did that ease any of the pain from 2010 and 11?
What do you mean?
Just achieving that success.
Yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, I think the achievement of the organization, I mean, I think, you know, when Neil and Ray and, you know, those guys took it over, like, it was like we went to the World Series back to back, and they were like, oh my gosh, this is,
yeah,
you know, like, we went, you know, buying an organization to going right to the World Series is awesome. But ultimately, giving that to them, because they've been invested for so long, and they're not going anywhere. And I mean, it eased. I think it eased everybody. I mean, it eased. Look, I mean, it eased
the
DFW.
Fans,
you
yeah.
know what I mean, it eased
yeah.
the fans. Like, we ultimately got it done. I mean, since '73, you know, I mean, it was like, it was time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I said earlier. I was, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, you're jealous because you wanted to be the guy to get it done first, but. Ultimately, we got it done. So it was, and I'm glad to be a part of the organization that
man.
Still
yeah.
a part of it. So.
And you're still you're working with it, so it's,
right.
it is yours. You
yeah.
know, yeah, yeah. But 2012 opening day, a big day, and of course you were dialed, weren't you?
Yeah, no, it was Chicago, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, that was a good day. Got to face a fellow guy that been drafted and was Chicago. And from my hometown and stuff, so that was kind of cool too. But yeah, got the opening day win. I don't know what I went. I don't know what it was. But
six innings.
Yeah, there you go.
Two earned, one walk.
Okay.
Nine Ks, bro. Yeah. You were sitting them down. You were charged up.
Slider
that day.
Was good that day. Slider was good.
So. Colby Lewis, freaking legend. Thank you so much for all those years of work and entertainment. You're always a badass.
It.
And
yes,
it's always been great to talk to you,
awesome.
Colby.
Lewis.
Thank you.
Shoot,
thank you,
yeah,
guys.
Boy.
Awesome.
Right on, dude. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.